This is just logging a thought, editing podcast. The experience of po editing podcasts, I actually did maybe just one or two or three podcasts a long time ago, and I don't even remember why I was doing that. Maybe it was just my tryout to do podcasts at that time. And after that, a lot of these things I just do it once, two times, and then I stop, right? It's just like to try it out. And from that perspective, I think I can see the relationship with the ha DIY movement as well as their hackerspace movement, where people love to try different ideas and see how that goes. It's just like the differences is that there's the hardware DIY or the software process, like what I do, right? I normally don't focus on hardware because it's not my forte. Everything that's physical, it's problematic usually. The software, I'm better. And podcast editing involves many different things. But first, it really depends on the type of podcast you create. And in my case, it's pretty, as I said, free form. You can actually, when you try to create your podcast, the Spotify Podcaster app will introduce you to many times. It will suggest you to read some articles that they created in order for you to actually see the differences of the podcast. And obviously, depending what you choose, the effort is gonna be different. It's gonna take different effort for different type of podcasts. So you have podcasts such as the just a monologue one, like the one that I'm doing right now. And then you have interviews where you have to schedule with someone. You have groups, which is a different. You have ones that is more investigative, documentary. You have podcast that it's more like, let's say, storytelling, or even something similar like a TV show, but in a radio form or podcast form, where the storytelling involves using sound effects, different voices, and things like that. And you can see that the gradual complexity from this. And so for me, what I want to focus is the monologue kind of podcast creation, because that's actually what I do, and that's what I'm think of when I try to optimize the process to make it possible to work on this in the most effective way, while I still have to do plenty of other things at the same time. So as a creator, you really don't just create one type of content. You try to squeeze every single opportunity to generate more authentic, relevant content for your social media or online presence, because that's when you decrease the cost of creating. And I still pro and I promise that I will discuss about the cost of creating content and stuff like that, and I will talk about later in the next time. But specifically on podcasts, when you do a monologue, there's some concerns. In my case, because I wanted to do podcast a long time ago and I didn't really have that, I bought many, many years ago this recorder called Tascam DR22WL. So it's mid-range, I would say. It's not the normal simple recorder that you see that you can buy under $100. It's actually more. Nowadays, it costs $300. It's actually the more time it passes, the more expensive these things gets, right? Even though the model is the same, everything is the same. It's incredible. This one would be more like a intro medium level of these professional sound recorder, because it has two microphones in opposite direction. So that's why sometimes in my podcast you can hear things in a more 3D-ish kind of perspective. Even though when I'm talking to the microphone, it's just one direction from my perspective, but actually the nuances of the sound wave when I'm talking like this from this side, and then now I'm talking to the other side, it might actually pop up for you when you listen to it. So it was an investment that I did, but then I never use. I always put it in my backpack. It's kind of destroyed in some ways. And I put it there for 5 years, 6 years, and I've never done anything with it. Until now with Brawny AI from zero to creator. And the way that I try to optimize is to actually blend with the things that I'm absorbing from the trip. As I'm traveling to different places or walking by, I'm constantly evaluating and thinking about the place where I'm in, because I really want to collect this information and use it for my Lumberlandia world building exercise, and also the works to create this more written form of content. And hopefully that leads to a more consistent platform for content creation. And the images that you see on Instagram, they are basically honing in the more visual, technical side of it, right? The videos, right? But I still need the writing part to actually make the whole thing coherent, cohesive, long-lasting. And then the podcast is actually my way to structure my thoughts, brainstorm, and also serve as a log and as a way to also, I wouldn't say vent, but make myself less lonely in this journey process, since there are people listening. Therefore, you know, you feel less lonely, right? It's just like you don't have the real-time feedback about, oh, I acknowledge that you are going through this. So it has a multitude of things why, let's say, I'm doing podcasts as an example, not just for the sake of doing it or diversifying for Brawny AI presence, but also it has many other reasons to exist. And that makes the podcast really powerful. But now imagine that now you have a podcast, you have material later on for a video, and then you have the experience of things that you do for Brawny AI from the image perspective into a podcast. And then the podcast can route people back to the images or written format content or blog posts or a website. And then you try to create a mesh of things to circulate your most ardent fans into your universe. And that builds the core brand of Brawny AI, right? And that reduces also the content creation cost. Why? Because as I'm talking and making this podcast, I'm already thinking about the image or reusing an image that I generate for something else or previously. Actually, it's not that I'm using the prompt to generate the cover images for the podcast. And at the same time, I can route the listeners from the podcast to check my website. Like in one of these podcasts that I have, I basically ask people, like, look, we are doing a prompt. And then if you want to see the images, you have to go to the website. So this synergy, it's there to help every single medium and strengthen the bond every single day. So that's actually what happens there, right? And I think this is the most important thing that, at least from my perspective as a content creator, that I have to do, is to make this synergy to happen more and more. And because you have different places that you're putting your link, you're building naturally the SEO. Even though I'm not doing it professionally, the SEO, but the fact that I have a Spotify with link to my website, and then I have, let's say, in the future, written format linking back to my Instagram and Instagram turning back to my website, you create this mesh of support of each different medium and presence. And therefore, if some of these areas, they are shut down because of the content policy or whatever, the hit will be lessened, not necessarily ameliorated. Like, it's not it's not going to make me happy for sure, but it's not going to destroy the whole business of building this brawny AI, right? And I say business because it's like at the end of the day, it's like I still need to pay my bills. However, the creation of the digital hunks is something I really love. It's like I can't not. I have to generate something every day. It's not possible not to, actually. And when I'm traveling and seeing everything that is happening around me, that serves as a well of inspiration that is unmatched. And that at the same time serves as the material for the podcast creation. Now you see how the creation of the podcast is not like when I'm editing, of course, I need a separate time. But when I'm creating, I'm actually doing multiple things at the same time where I'm enjoying the trip, paying attention to what I need to pay attention or I want to pay attention for. And then I'm already translating it into a podcast content. And that's amazing. Now, regarding about editing, because it's a monologue, and that improves with time and skip, and let's say as you create more and more. When I create my podcast, I try, you will listen, if you listen to a few of them, some of them will be choppy-ish. And some of them will be very smooth. I can tell that the better ones, the smoother ones, are the ones that I actually have a free flow in the sense of I have the main subject and I keep talking without any interruption, without any stop. Which means that when I'm going to edit this podcast, it's virtually easy. It's just like I cut the beginning, try to see where I started with my podcast, where I end. And then I just upload to the CapCut and I do the changes of the voice, make the voice pop up better, change the volume, and then I put the cover, export it, transcribe it, and then I have the AI to help me to make the summary, and I choose the summary that I want, or I have to edit manually. I choose the title, or I edit, or create the title myself, change the cover again with the new title. Export it, and then I just copy and paste, post it on Spotify, Podcaster, or on my own website, and done. And then schedule, and that's it. So this whole process, it's pretty much works like that. Now, there are a few, the last few ones where my thoughts were not as smooth. Then it needed more editing. It needed, and the sad thing is, the more you edit, the worse it gets. So in my case, it's like if I can make a podcast just once at once, that's usually the best case. It decreases seriously the amount of time that you need to do. And the other thing is, when I'm doing this podcast, I'm actually walking on the street and I'm currently in Shinjuku. And then you, as a content creator, you have to kind of don't give a fuck, right? So people look at you, it's like, why this guy is talking by himself with this funny red microphone, and what he's doing, right? And you're in Japan, and people obviously would keep judging you. So it's really up to you if you feel shy or not. For me, I think it makes the whole thing more authentic because it's just like you, not only you're listening to my voice, you're also listening literally where I'm going, even though it's a different kind of experience. It's sound based, it's not visual based. But you're right now, I'm actually in a crossing. It's not the Shibuya crossing, I'm in Shinjuku. I'm in the Nishi Shinjuku, and there's the building of Lumine. There's this Wendy First Kitchen, and I'm just waiting to cross the street. I'm very close to the Shinjuku JR station. So there's a bunch of people on a sunny Sunday day and 3 o'clock. Amazing. So, and people looking at you talking like you're crazy. So, as I said, being a content creator or similarly perhaps to an artist, you have to turn on the I don't give a fuck moment. And to be honest, I don't give because I don't know them. And even if they know, they should be smart enough to know that I'm talking to a voice recorder, recording something, and therefore working on something, not like I'm talking for the sake of just talking to myself, right? And that's also something that I do often with my podcast or image generation. Sometimes I spot something interesting and I go immediately to before more mage.space, but now I'm using more Midjourney as my mobile kind of image creation. And again, most of them are still being generated Stable Diffusion because they have a very specific thing that I can do. But and then I can try out new ideas very quickly on Midjourney to see how that works. Yeah. And I'm already creating content for my other profiles or Brawny AI as a story or something like that. So that's actually how you decrease the cost. But again, I will talk about the cost in another podcast. But here are just a glimpse of some of the synergy that you can do to enhance the content creation. Like, you are constantly having the opportunity to create more and more content relevant to your brand, relevant to your audience, and that's literally integrated to the part of your life. And versus, oh, now I need to make a podcast, I have to separate a different time, different setting, or oh, I need to create images or brainstorm for images and I need to have a specific time. In the way that I do, I don't have that. Literally everything is an opportunity for content creation and later on distribution of that. I'm trying to find the store. Sporting Glove. I think that's it for today. And in this podcast, which I thought that it was just a thought stream logging, we talk about my process of creating a podcast. We focus a lot on the cost without going there, but it's just like showing how the synergy, if we have a synergy of how we generate the content, you will start decreasing this cost of content creation and end up having a lot to share and show authentically. Like in my case, I'm literally walking on the street and you are literally listening to the background sound of Tokyo. Like, the raw deal is not faked, is nothing, is the real thing. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Brawny AIs, from zero to creator. And I hope you enjoy and see you next time.